Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Westbred Technical Product Manager John Fenderson with us. We're talking about varieties of wheat that you may want to consider to plant here in the fall of 2020. John, for Central Eastern Oklahoma, what are your top picks?
The varieties that we're looking at and that in the eastern area would be WB4269, probably WB4303, and WB4699. All of those have extremely high yield.
As for western Oklahoma and the panhandles?
We would recommend, first and foremost, WB4792. Extremely high-yielding genetics, good straw strength, good height to it, pretty good rust tolerance on that variety, and also good wheat streak mosaic tolerance.
Thanks, John. Westbred offers a lineup of wheat varieties that will offer you great yield potential, as well as the other agronomic traits that will help you succeed. For more information to check out all the varieties, go to westbred.com for more information. A day later than normal because of the Labor Day holiday, we've got the latest crop progress numbers out. And nationally, major crops continue to slowly but surely deteriorate, in some cases maybe a little more rapidly than others. In the May 18 major corn-producing states, we're now at 61% of the crop rated in good to excellent shape. That's down 1 point from a week ago. The rest of the crop, 28% fair. 14 of the crop nationally now rated in poor to very poor. State of Iowa has kind of been the poster child for problems this year because of that derecho from a few weeks back and now drought since that time. Only 43% of their corn crop is now in good to excellent shape. That number last week was 45%. Before drought and storms, including the derecho, that number was 69%. 26% of Iowa's corn crop now is rated in poor to very poor. U.S. soybean crop is rated right now 65% in good to excellent shape, a 1 point drop from a week ago. Conditions of the cotton crop holding steady, 45% in good to excellent shape this week. In the six major grain sorghum states, of course, including Kansas and Texas and Oklahoma, the crop is being rated 49% in good to excellent shape. Last week was 50%, 34% fair, 17% of the grain sorghum crop poor to very poor. Pasture range conditions remain at 22% in good to excellent shape, not much different than a week ago. In the state of Oklahoma, we're actually up 5 percentage points on pasture range ratings to 37%. Texas up a couple of points to 16% in good to excellent shape, although over half of Texas remains poor to very poor, 53% poor to very poor. Kansas, 41%. That's down 3 points from a week ago on their pasture range ratings. Now let's circle back around to some of those Oklahoma crop conditions and where we are on several of our crops. We're getting right along with the starting of the planting of the 2021 hard red winter wheat crop. When you plant this early, you're planting with the intention of trying to get some wheat pasture. 1% of the 2021 crop is now in the ground. That's compared to nothing a year ago, nothing on the five-year average. So we're a little bit of ahead of the curve, it looks like, for 2020. We're just now starting both the corn crop and the grain sorghum crop harvesting. 2% of the Oklahoma corn crop now harvested. 1% of the grain sorghum crop is now harvested. We are at 11% of the Oklahoma soybean crop now dropping leaves, 70% setting pods, 27% of the Oklahoma cotton crop now opening bolls, and 68% of the Oklahoma alfalfa crop now in its fourth cutting. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the Superior Livestock Labor Day sale coming Wednesday, Thursday, September 9th and 10th. Broadcast live from Superior Livestock's offices and studios to be seen on Dish Network, SLA TV, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering over 66,000 head of cattle on the 2 days of sales, the 9th and 10th of September. If you want to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to get more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.